greetings from the Gunflint Trail. My usual Sunday night exercise of putting the Gunflint scoop together finds the great old man of the North taking a break. The cool Northwoods fellow has been working overtime, producing some real bitterness in the air, and must be totally out of cold breath. After the coldest night of the season a week ago today, with minus 36 at Wildersmith, a sun-bathed upper trail zoomed up to the teens and 20s by Sunday afternoon. As this report airs, forecasts predict some January thawing. Drip, drip, yuck. This isn't necessary until April. 5 inches was added over the past week, bringing our seasonal total of snow in this neighborhood to 41¾ inches. Moving around here in the woods over the past week confirms on-the-ground depth to between knee and thigh deep. It's waning now, but how about that full Great Spirit moon? Clear, bitter cold nights found the old lunar guy casting his bluish splendor over the still white mountainsides. Talk about spectacular. A gal over on Hungry Jack Lake captured some of the magic, and I share them with you on the WTIP website, Wildersmith Column. Folks have come down with fishing fever since our last radio gathering. First sign of the near epidemic cropped up last Friday as ice shanties started popping up on area lakes. This appearance of instant villages on ice came in prep for the opening day of lake trout angling. If one were to view this area from space, the little black shacks might look like snow fleas. An avid fisher fellow, who shall remain nameless, experienced a quadruple of calamities on the Gunflint Gal during opening day. To be ready at the brink of dawn, he set up his hut on Friday afternoon and proceeded to auger his hole in the ice. Posting his DNR, overnight hovel permit, all was in readiness, so he retired to his cabin. In the midst of 20-something below zero the next morning, and full of excitement to drop a line, he opened the door of his shack only to find a foot of water had flooded his quarters. Calamity number one. Bailing out was initiated. Then came a decision to just pull up and move the entire unit to a more favorable location. This plan brought about the second of his debacles. Lake water had seeped under and around the base of his unit, freezing it into the icy surroundings. So a chopping he commenced. After nearly 3 hours of hacking and sweating, it was free, but unusable. In the meantime, he dropped a tip-up line into the waters, only to have a hit, dispatch the hook, and get away, while he set up a makeshift windbreaker. To make matters more frustrating, the third of his misfortune was discovered while dragging the shanty to shore. His shack permit was lost, apparently blowing away down the lake. Finally, able to catch his breath, and maybe a trout, the fourth snafu found him dropping a line through the ice when he got a hit with line tangled in his fingers. Surprised, a brief battle ensued while trying to untangle line from around a finger submerged arm deep in the icy hole. Again, the fish jumped off. Another catch missed. There were a couple more hit-and-miss opportunities before a prize was subdued and onto the ice. What a day! The next day's catching luck proved futile, and a head cold condition he brought with him from suburbia worsened, sadly sending him back to civilization. An experience to be remembered, but he'll be back. You can't keep a good fisherman down. Speaking of ice activities, the fisher guy let me know Gunflint ice where he drilled was at 10 inches, with slush firmed up. A subsequent report from others report hard water accumulation up to 14 inches. Yet another neighbor found a good deal of slush not far away as he buried his more permanent ice fishing structure in the icy muck while towing it up the lake. By this time next week, the area will be awaiting the howl of another sled dog adventure. Barking hubbub will again center along the mid-trail as the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon comes through for a layover and eventual turnaround during its 400-mile journey from north of Duluth at Two Harbors. Most of the activity out this way will happen through the day on Monday. Look at the Bear Grease website for more details. Speaking of dog sledding, if one has not experienced a sled ride pulled by canines, it surely might be one to include on the old bucket list. Anyone interested can take advantage of such opportunities right out here in the wild woods. Both Gunflint Lodge and Bearskin Lodge offer dog sledding adventures. Give either of these two facilities a call for details and reserve a date now, as conditions are excellent. Believe me, it'll be a trip back in time to remember. Another of our good Gunflint neighbors has passed from our midst. Word has been received about the sudden death of Rhoda Sarin. She succumbed at her home in Green Valley, Arizona. She and husband Phil lived and enjoyed their special summer place on West Bearskin Lake for many years. Gunflint community condolences are extended to Phil, her family, and many friends. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great and special in so many ways.